You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's talk about some fresh new music now with Paul Young, founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine. And Paul, you've got some new releases from some important Michigan artists. So where shall we start?
Yeah, I do. In the last couple segments, we've looked back at MC5 and Aretha Franklin. I thought before we end the year here, we should probably take a look at what's happening now. And I think we're going to start with Sufjan Stevens, who is a longtime contributor to the music scene in Michigan and specifically Detroit. And I wanted to listen to his new single that was released. It's got a really fun story called "Lonely Man of Winter."
Is it the lonely man of Christmas coming up with theories on him? Is it the lonely man of Christmas sliding in the devil's abyss?
All right, so tell us, I love this song. Why are we just hearing a song from, 11 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. Sufjan did basically a songwriting contest, and it was called the Xmas Song Exchange Contest, and this is back in 2007, and the man who won it, named Alec Duffy, was basically given rights to this song in exchange for his own entry, and up until this point, Alec Duffy has only shared it in like private listening parties in his apartment and, around the country. He's done like these very small intimate events. And he finally has gone and negotiated with Asthmatic Kitty, Stevens' label, and they're finally releasing it for the first time. So we all get to hear it outside of this guy's apartment.
Really amazing. And it is. It's a wonderful, wonderful song. What stands out the most to you about Sufjan's music? What he writes about and also the sound?
Yeah, he's just like such a huge innovator. Obviously, he's into the folk rock scene. His first band was in Holland, Michigan. And yeah, he's evolved so much. His sound has changed so much. He's done all kinds of covers of pop music at this point. He's done projects that have highlighted his roots in Michigan. That was one of his big albums, Michigan. He's also done all kinds of live work, and he's performed at festivals. He's just all over the map.
And just to, in case someone listening is not real familiar with him, he has, probably, you can't even describe his Michigan roots.
Yeah, no, that's right. He was born in Detroit, and he lived there until he was pretty young, then moved to Petoskey. Yeah, and later he moved out of the state, but he keeps coming back. He's got a lot of roots here. He keeps alluding to themes of Michigan, of fall, of the seasons, of loneliness, of the cold. You can just see all kinds of themes in his songs that relate back to the Midwest.
And we should do a shout out to Interlochen Arts Academy, because I know he went there, as well as Hope College.
He sure did.
Yeah. Something else. All right, now over to someone who is certainly no stranger to Stateside, Tunde Olanuran, out with an album last month called Stranger. Paul, walk us through his career, would you?
Oh man, Tunde is like, we've talked about Tunde before on the show, and he's such a huge inspiration to new artists that are coming up, especially those that are interested in pop and even like sounds of trap and hip hop and gospel and soul. And there's so many different influences wrapped up into what makes Tunde. And he's from Flint, but it's just really becoming ingrained in the Detroit music culture. So you see him around town all the time. This was going to be his sophomore album, Stranger. And just super excited to have Tunde back and hearing new music from him.
And what track have you chosen for us to listen to?
So the one I chose is called Miracle. It's just got great vocals, great rhythm, just like makes you feel good, and just like just exactly what we'd expect from Tunde. Awesome, over the top, dramatic, great sounds, and good message.
Forget you're a miracle too. So I won't forget that I'm a miracle.
Next for us, Paul.
So next is another artist we've talked about a little bit, but is releasing a follow-up to his debut mixtape, My Moment, and this is T Grizzly, who's released Still My Moment, and the song is called Pray for the Drip.
Pray for the drip. My cousin said, this how you do it. Let the dope money hide in the music. Can't say goodbye to the trap. Got a whole brick of white and it's wrapped. I used to stay on that. Just bust her down at the wrist. Just bust her down like a zip. Now when I shoot my shot, it's a Swiss. When the police tried to get me, I used to run and jump fences. Now when I'm pulling up, it's a Bentley. I became one with the mission. We like skydivers, everybody strapped. And we like a good audience, cause everybody clap. Yo, pop like a rehab, everybody crack. Laser on the Glock, tripping, everybody zap. Let me take him back.
Let me tell him my story.
2007. Got on my knees. Looked up to heaven.
So that is a 24-year-old rapper, and you say he's freshly off parole. So there's got to be quite a story here. Tell us more about T. Grizzly.
Yeah, and when we've talked about him before, and kind of right when he released his mixtape, My Moment, there was a lot of talk about how it was just on the heels of him being released from being incarcerated. But the difference this time is, after the release of Still My Moment, he's been released from parole. So essentially, you know, now he has a passport, he can travel. There was a lot of implications on what he could and could not do with his career. And so I think this is really even more so a moment for T. Grizzly to be able to take his career to the next level.
And what kind of national attention is he getting, and who's he collaborating with?
Yeah, it's constant and huge. And some of his big co-signs that were well documented were, like, you know, LeBron James posted a video of him listening to T. Grizzly's music. You know, on this track, Pray for the Drip, it's featuring Offset, who is from Migos and a huge Atlanta rap group, Superstars. And if you take a look at the album, there's more collaborations. But this is such a Detroit sound. T. Grizzly's sound is so quintessentially Detroit rap.
What is that sound? When you say that, what is your take on just what is it that makes Detroit's rap special?
Yes. It's everything from the beat, which is usually aggressive. You know, it's dark, it's menacing, and it's also got just a lot of bottom to it. And then everything to T. Grizzly has that quintessential drawl, and the way he pronounces certain words is just extremely reminiscent of some of his idols, like Blade Icewood and Cheddar Boys, Street Lords, you know, Dusty McFly, you know, just all these guys who've paved the way before him. So I think that hearing this for the first time outside of Detroit, hearing it on national airwaves is like jarring, because it's so associated with, you know, home.
Paul Young, founder, publisher of Detroit Music Magazine. Always fun to talk music with you, Paul. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Cynthia.